Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We have a lot of stuff there. We update it every single day just for you. New stuff you can listen to, you can read, new videos up all the time, and a new poll question every week. Our newsletter goes out every Sunday afternoon. You need to subscribe to that so you can get that. You get all the early stuff. See who's going to be on the show that week. You'll see the new video before anybody else sees it. You'll see the new poll question first. You'll get the new article that I've written, actually two probably, before anybody else sees it. So check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Suzanne Kleinberg. She's the co-author of Employee Rights, Employer Wrongs, and How to Identify Employee Abuse and How to Stand Up for Yourself, available now wherever books are sold. Suzanne, give us your own website, please.
PotentialToSoar.com.
PotentialToSoar.com. And what will they find when they get to your website?
Well, they'll not only be able to order my materials, my books, as well as they'll be able to see there's a blog and as well as links to articles that I've written on major media sites.
So check that out. Okay, Suzanne, we in the previous segment we talked about ways that small business owners could keep themselves out of trouble, make sure their employees are treated the way they want them to be treated when they put managers between them and their employees. Some great stuff that you offered us. But we're going to change the subject just a little bit this segment and talk about what's called minimum wage, but also living wage. What's the right wage to pay people, to pay employees? Should the government impose a rate? Should the government impose minimum wage? Should the government impose a minimum wage on private employers? Suzanne, what say you?
I actually am for minimum wage, mainly because I think you're only as strong as your weakest link in a society. So
yeah.
To have people, I mean, if you look at places like China where they don't have that, I mean, you have people working cents on the dollar. And I know people in a free economy will say, well, it's what the market will allow. When you're starving, I mean, you don't have a choice. We're talking about free choice as well, and people don't have a choice.
Okay, so we're not talking about China here. We're talking about we're talking about the Western Hemisphere. We're talking about right now. We're talking about the United States of America, because those are the laws that most of my audience are under. And
right.
and that although there are people, you know, listening in other parts of the world, but in the United States we have minimum wage and as a national rate. But we also, that's been around since the 1930s. We also, some of the state, some of the, not, I don't think states do so much as cities have their own minimum wage on top of the national wage, right?
Correct.
But there's something else called a living wage that people are talking about. I want to talk about that in a minute. Minimum wage is a great idea, Suzanne, but in practice it has deficiencies. It creates almost as many problems, if not more, than it solves. Would you agree with that?
Specifically.
All right. Yeah. I'll give you an example.
Perfect.
If somebody two examples. Number one, if somebody is completely unskilled and untrained, if you continue to increase minimum wage, it does make it harder for the basic entry level jobs to be those employers to bring those people on board, especially trainees like young people. I think minimum wage increases has done a real damage to teenagers getting jobs and working in companies. I think there's been a problem with it. What do you think?
I'm not sure if I understand exactly what you're saying, and it's certainly valid. However, the laws in the United States are, in terms of termination, are so loosey-goosey that you can terminate someone in a heartbeat. So you don't have.
What's the minimum wage have to do with termination?
Because you're not really investing. In some countries, like, for example, where I live, Canada, you have to pay someone a specific amount after they've worked 3 months.
Yeah.
So that's an investment, those 3 months.
But why is the – what? Here's my question. Here's the bottom line. Why does the government think it knows best about how I should pay my people? If I've got a business, a free, if I have a business in a free country where people can come and go as they want, people can work for me or not work for me, if I offer a wage and people are willing to take that, why should the government impose themselves on me for that?
Because it's social responsibility. Because you want your workers to actually be able to afford to eat and live and have certain rights.
But they don't have to work for me, Suzanne. They can go somewhere else. They can take another job that pays more if they're qualified for that job.
Yeah, Grant, I understand what you're saying.
But don't you see how the government is kind of hurting freedoms? And they're hurt. That's what I mean when I say that they're doing as much damage as they're benefiting.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If you want to establish internships, there are internships
where
people don't get paid, right? There are those opportunities. There are those opportunities where, really, as a small business, you have a responsibility.
But you're not going to get an internship at McDonald's or at the supermarket or whatever. But here's the problem. 30 years ago, you could get away with that. Today, technology is eliminating some of these low-paid jobs like kiosks. They're eliminating this, right? And so... I'm going to give you the last word. I've only got about 20 seconds. Last words on this. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, you're getting teens or unskilled workers, that is kind of the responsibility of the interviewer to weed out those things,
right.
Really. You should be training your business to say, hey, I know how to pick and choose. If you're a good business, people will want to work for you, minimum wage or not. Minimum wage, people can't even live off of minimum wage.
Yeah.
And really, that's an issue. And if you look at Henry Ford, who paid their people, at his time, paid people a good wage,
right.
His reason was because people can go buy my product.
Suzanne, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. The book is called Employee Rights, Employer Wrongs. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.